Testing, testing. Oh, this isn't testing. We're live. Ha ha ha. Leo.
Hello. Can you hear me? I can hear myself.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you.
Your levels and your face. Da, 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 da. All right, folks. Let me bang out the automation real fast. Cart up. Da, 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 da.
Da, da, da. Superman.
This is the diabetes thing. Whatever. Oh, it's
hello?
Hi, Mary. This is Dr. Jones.
Oh, hi. Oh,
I'm glad you came into the office the other day. Your blood pressure was high.
Oh, not
are
on
you
anymore.
Feeling any better?
No, we're on.
I'm okay,
I
guess.
We're going to talk over it.
Your tests are in, and your cholesterol numbers aren't good, and your glucose is high. Plus, you haven't started that weight loss program.
I don't feel like it, son.
I know.
High blood pressure, cholesterol, high glucose, being overweight or physically inactive. All of these things raise your risk for diabetes and heart disease, two of the nation's leading killers. Which means you can get a physical exam now, or you can get one later. Learn more about your risk. Talk to your doctor about a physical. Go to checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES to learn how to lower your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease and live a healthier life. This message is brought to you by Checkup America, a program of the American Diabetes.
Oh, where's my POC? There we go. Ah, nice. Nice. A little straight balling.
Yes, it's pretty good. Now I can hear it, you know?
Yeah. Have you ever heard it, the intro?
Like, only when I listen to the CDs after the show.
I gotcha. Post-production, shall we say. God, why am I... Okay, I need to crank down my phones, man. They're much better. Because the levels look like junk. All right, folks, welcome to another episode of Papa's Basement. Got a decent little lineup for things to do today. Yeah, bringing down the music a little bit. Leo, let me see your levels one more time, man.
Yeah, can you hear me out there?
You look fine.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, your levels look in the green. Hopefully we're not too low post-production. Whatever. I don't care.
Hey there.
Today, I think we're going to go over kind of the little crap party we hit last night. We're going to go over...
It's a great party.
You know what? We didn't spend crap and we drank.
Yeah.
Great, it was good. Yeah, exactly. It was, bottom line is decent. Blender's 50 worst songs list. We're going to get to that at some point today. I also wanted to do kind of a sports thing today. Leo's a Lions fan, long suffering Lions fan. I'm a Skins fan. I'm kind of in the same boat, at least have been for what, 15, 16 years now?
Yeah, but now you get to brag over me.
Whatever. I'm not one Ellerson Torres.
Yes, that is true.
For the two people listening out there who will get that after the fact. And let's see. I guess that's about it, actually. Just sports and party summary.
All right.
So first we're going to do the standard bit, the listener count. Let's hit the refresh button. I was showing 7. There's no way that's for
what?
Us.
What? We have 7?
No way that's for us.
Did you do any advertising?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, actually. I didn't.
Sorry. It's all good, man. You were busy. What the heck was your... Tell me of your week, Leo. What were
of
you
my
busy
week?
With? Tell me of your week.
Let's see.
Pad while I log on.
Working out, and that's pretty much it. I didn't go to the company softball game, so...
Good for you, man. Screw that stuff. Yeah. Screw that cheerleading BS. I actually... Hold on. Log into IN. Ba-da-da-da. There we go. And I am... pretty much caught up. Again, F you to the person who got in the accident on 66. You slowed us down immeasurably.
Yes, of course, made us late.
Yeah, I guess the Mickey D's trip didn't help.
Well, I was in the shower, so.
Dude, so help me God, I needed my vanilla cone. The side of my mouth is all swollen up. I probably sound like Fitty right now or something like that. Horrible. I started playing with it over at Mark's and then coughing up blood. God, I need to leave. Why did I tamper with this right before the radio show? And the other thing I want to let you in on, right before I took a nap earlier today, I wolfed down like 5 or 6 prunes for a cleansing thing.
Wow.
Yeah, and I woke up and the bedroom smelled like a baby had defecated in there. So
you fart in your sleep.
Something horrible. Like I left and came back to it and was shocked. Like you would have thought a diaper hamper was there.
Damn.
But hopefully I can decorate the room before the end of the day.
Oh, it's all good.
Make your eyebrows fall off, something like that. So let's start off with the party. The party was hosted by a couple friends, I guess, Leo's.
Yeah, friend from college again, April. For our faithful listener, you might remember her like from 2 weeks ago. She kind of went crazy at a local pub.
Oh, yeah, Ned's.
Yes, Ned Devine's debacle.
But
yes.
To me, the consummate April story is still the ballroom story, which, oh, again... Yes.
The ballroom story is when she got really drunk. Oh, wait, surprise, surprise.
April and, drunk?
What? And she threw up on the dance floor, and guess what? Walked away while some other girl dancing and slips in it and falls. Yes.
I love that story. I don't know. I'm sick. If you want to have an insight into my brain, the fact that that happened is the greatest thing ever. That rivals the polio cure in my mind. So anyhow, April and her her roommate was...
Tiffany.
Cat lady. Cat lady. Yeah, we'll get to that later on.
I'm sorry.
So it's all good. So we show up. This is a little apartment, and everyone's in jerseys except for us because...
we forgot the memo. Not memo. We didn't get the memo from Melissa saying, hey, it's a jersey party. So, and I'm not saying New Jersey. It's not a gangster party, but...
Teased up hair and Bon Jovi.
Yes, it's actually a wearing your sports jersey.
Yeah, exactly. So I show up looking like half a sleaze, as I always do, in my $5 H&M shirt and my gelled up curly hair. And, you know, we try our best to fit in. We're rolling also with Mr. Shane.
Yes, let's give a shout out to Shane.
Shout out to Shane. Shane's been on the air with us before. Shane couldn't make it. He was in the middle of a World of Warcraft instance, as they call it, apparently. For a game I've never touched, I know too damn much about it, man. Anyhow, we show up, we try to mingle in, and I guess the whole thing first, the keg was kind of crappy.
Yeah.
Goes without saying. Tasted like tin.
Yeah, I mean, any, like, keg party that we're not, like, at Beverly Hills, the beer is going to be tasting nasty, you know? So basically, yeah, at first we're just there talking to some guys in Jersey saying how the Redskins are the best team, whatever. I'm a Lions fan. I really don't care.
He was a Lions fan, so I guess you had to take at least a little bit of crap at the beginning of the night. I don't recall. You know, every guy who's like, oh, I'm so funny. I'm going to make the connection that you're a Lions fan and they lost. Blah, I'm brilliant.
Yeah. My only, I guess, buddy that I could talk to about making fun of me was Felipe. Because he wasn't in the jersey either, so.
Yeah, Felipe. Felipe was our only, I guess, wingman temporarily. He was also rocking the no jersey look. A few other douchebags that didn't want to play along showed up by the end of the night, but whatever. I guess the big story was we got sat down playing. What the hell's the name of the card game again?
Up the River, Down the River.
Up the River, Down the River. It's a card game that's just designed to make you drink a lot. Everyone gets mashed, loses track of the rules.
Yeah.
And I guess the highlight is we played with an engaged couple. I'm going to describe the man right now who looked like a retarded candle that had melted. I used that line earlier today, and I was like, damn it, why couldn't I have busted that out originally on the air? But screw it, I'll recycle.
I'll still laugh.
Exactly. Right back at you, Big L. Anyhow, and his girl, describe the girl, Leo.
Well, we called her the German secretary.
Yeah, she had that kind of the jowl a little bit, but she's cute, very blonde.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
She's cute broad.
Just because she's a Nazi doesn't mean
exactly. She's
ugly.
Heal through love, man. Anyhow, you can hear me typing on the air. I love it. I didn't realize this keyboard is wireless, by the way.
Oh,
check
nice.
It out, dude. Just sitting in my lap talking to one Drew Morris. He says hello.
Oh, hey, what's up, Drew? I know Drew.
You know Drew, yeah. You've met Drew a couple times.
Yeah,
Drew's good people. Drew's one of my friends who actually is motivated in the artistic realm.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I kind of use him as inspiration. You do the acting thing, too.
Yeah.
I look to you. But I also see you on the couch doing crap a lot, so I can't use you all the
time.
Well,
hey, it's downtime, okay?
But Drew actually, correct me if I'm wrong, Drew. Hell, you're on IM right now. I think Drew just did car sales and like made a killing in a 3-month period, maybe last summer, and has been living on it ever since in Charlottesville, just like trying to get a band together. I think he finally got that going. It's in my top MySpace friends if you guys want to check it out.
Do you want me to hold his balls while you suck?
Please, a gentle, gentle massage cycle action. But yeah, I mean, he's doing the damn thing. While we toil up here, he's just living off some fat little,
nice,
you know, stored up nuts to keep the talk gay. And he's just, you know, doing the rock thing right now. So go Drew. There's your cheerleader from the Elder Papa Giorgio right now. Oh, and speaking of Elder Papa Giorgio, I'd like to give a shout out to Will, who's sick at home right now. Feel better. Holy crap, we're going to have to talk about the landlords later.
Oh, yeah.
Do not let us slip on that.
Okay.
Anyhow, the Kraut broad, she was hitting on me, shall we say. Leo.
Yeah, I could see what was going on.
Yeah.
I was across the table. And the whole, like, you, she giving you the playful drinks and stuff and patting you on the back, you know.
And it wasn't even patting on the back. The hands started going south.
Well, see, I didn't want to get there yet. So when I saw that, I knew that I had to go in and talk to the fiance and be like, hey, what's up, man? You know, just get his eye away from his prize, but now your prize. So.
And I love your logic process. You see an engaged woman hitting on me, and it's not to lower the situations to get her man out of the picture.
Yes.
So I can get me some engaged ass. But yeah, she was real cute, real flirty. Apparently a woman of, in her day, shall we say, lower standards and looser morals. But the world needs them. They make it go around. And yeah, it's rare that I'm in that kind of experience. You know, or get that.
Well, now you're hanging out with the big old Leo.
Exactly.
Okay?
It's not. I'll put it this way. I've had the taken chicks hit before, but not so brazenly in front of their man ever like that. You know, it's one thing when you see the ring and a chick's still flirty, whatever. But when it's like the dude is right there, just giving you the hairy eyeball, because he knows he's trying to break that wild, trampy Bronco, and he ain't gonna pull it off.
No, he's not.
He's not Lorenzo Lamas. He can't do it. And, yeah, so that was my night for the most part. I was just getting the big old CTs from a cute, if trampy, drunken blonde chick. And I guess the finale was I snuck into some broad's room because I saw a cat there. Mm-hmm. And I'm mentally retarded. I like pets. And I played with the cat. And the cat's owner was like, aww, and caught me in the heat of it. Guys, if you ever want to melt a heart fast, play with a chick's pet and play with your cat. Do it well. That was supposed to sound a little sicker, a little more innuendo.
Should have said pussy.
Exactly. I don't know. That would have been hammering the audience, Leo.
Oh, okay.
You got to lead them to water. But yeah, that was the highlight. No numbers, nothing. We just kind of bailed. You know what? The highlight was a good time with this man and Shane and hour and a half of free booze.
Yes.
And no DUIs.
No DUIs. Like, I didn't drink.
No fighting.
I was the driver.
Yeah, you're actually pretty damn clear. Yeah. I really got to give you that.
When I drive now, I don't do that stuff anymore. I'm more mature.
God bless you. You are getting a few grays in your Favre-like beard.
Yes.
Grays of wisdom. All right. We're going to take a little pause right now to hit the refresh button, see if we've managed to scare away those 7 listeners, because I know they're not for us. And if you guys want to know the caliber of the station we're on right now, the all-time peak is 10 listeners.
Well, this is on the internet, so yeah. Guys listening on the TV.
That's true. You might have a couple friends T-bowing it. I don't know.
Probably
Let's
not.
Hit refresh. I'm going to put the over-under at 4.
Over 4.
You optimist. Holy crap. Dude, we're up to 8.
We're up to 8. Oh, my God. If I just had 3 friends, I could get us up to 11. Oh.
People, give out the link. The all-time peak of 10 is going down.
Yes,
today.
We're going to break it one day. Papa's Basement is here to stay.
Dude, 10 listeners. I mean, I'm a pessimist, but Christ, I think we can rock 10 listeners. So that was the party summary. I came home. What the hell did we do? Sat on the couch, shared our feelings.
Oh, when we got home?
Yeah. We watched... Oh, what did we watch that horrible show? What Best Week Ever, or was it Suit?
No, that was pre-game.
Pre?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when we got home, we just went to bed, man, with each other.
Exactly. I was Big Spoon, nothing gay. All right.
I'm always Little Spoon. Why?
Don't worry, Little Spoon. Your cookie beard will come in someday. My favorite ad of the last like 2 years. God. Anyhow, yeah, I guess that segues into our sports talk, which I wanted to do because I make no secret of the fact I'm doing this show just to put together a montage CD to fish out there to get a real paying job. I could care less about staying on this forever.
And leave me behind.
Exactly. Whatever, man. You're going to be my Robin Quivers. I'm putting you in a wig and everything.
Yes.
Anyhow, I went to bed. First of all, you know what? We caught a little of the Rockies game.
Oh,
and the
yes.
Rockies let a tie occur bottom of the 9th, and we went to bed. They won, by the way, so they're up 2-0. They're streaking like MFers, man.
All right. Is this just win best out of 5?
Best of seven.
Oh, best of seven.
Best of seven.
Oh,
okay. Only that first round is the best of five, and they need to bump that up to seven. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
best
yeah.
Best of five is too random.
Because that's what they did with the NBA when the
oh,
first
really?
Round. They bumped it up to best of seven.
Dude, I believe in that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because five is a little too swingy. I'm
yeah.
just saying. You know what? Some people get robbed of their home games, even though the Yanks lost at home. How could they do that? Anyhow, yeah, I wanted to say F the Sox, first of all, and choke, choke, choke. And
you know what? It's probably the curse of LeBron James. That's why. He was rooting for the Yankees. And guess what? He lost
punk.
In his NBA finals. So
You're
course.
Right. He touched it with the stink stick.
Yep.
Anyhow, yeah, the Sox looked fierce last night. Beat the crap out of the Tribe. Was it 10-3?
Oh, yes, 10-3.
I love how we're doing a sports show with no hard facts. I'm too lazy to put it on ESPN.com.
Ask us any stats and we won't know.
We got nothing, folks. But yeah, it's hold on. Let me type in my ESPN.com. I'll put the keyboard right up to the mic so you guys can do the theater of the mind thing.
What was the ERA of Josh Beckett last night?
ESPN.
We don't know.
Exactly. Summon good. All right. I'm loading on my ESPN.com right now. You guys play along at home. Oh, we're getting a call.
We
on my
you.
Cell. Yeah, we means me. It's my friend Laura. Guess what, Laura? I'm not answering. You're not participating in the show. Quiet. All right. Yeah, I wanted first. I wanted to hit the back of the mic, and then I wanted to talk about what it means to be a long-suffering fan. Because Leo just does it the most. Your only team that's done crap is the Pistons.
Yeah, and now we're going back to that same crap because what we do is go into the playoffs and then we lose.
Yeah, you're the new Yankees.
Yeah, well, we don't lose in the first round, though.
True. You guys win every offseason.
Yeah. I mean, we beat the Lakers when they had Shaq, and then after that, it was like, eh, okay.
That was an amazing thing you guys did.
Yes.
I always love saying you when it's someone's team. Like, they did a damn thing. I used to always avoid
Dude,
that
I coached
talk,
a team,
and
okay?
And I slipped into it. Really?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, and then even the Lakers had home field advantage, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, home court, because they play on courts.
That's what they do in this basketball game.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, we're all fans of teams that suck for the most part. I mean, Yanks are the Yanks, but Christ, they haven't brought it home in 7 years, something like that. Not since 9/11, man. Maybe they're just depressed. Who knows?
Still.
But yeah, I mean, what is it that keeps you going in the face of it all? I don't know. I don't know why
yeah.
I'm attached to my teams, but I am.
I don't, you know, I don't want to be like some guy just jumping on bandwagon, you know.
Well, that's someone you gotta hate.
Yeah.
First of all, screw anyone who became a Cowboys fan after the mid-90s run. That little Aikman and Dancing
like,
with the Star guy, Smith. And
why, like, if you live in the Washington area and you've never been to Dallas in your
yeah.
whole entire
uh-huh.
life, you've probably never been to Texas. You know what? You probably never even crossed the Mississippi River.
Exactly.
And you're a Dallas fan? I don't get it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I was born in Detroit, so that's why I'm a
tell
Detroit
us,
Lions
tell
fan.
Tell us a childhood story of D-Town, son.
Well, one day, say, you know, I was on the corner selling drugs, and then Dave Chappelle came by. I was like, baby. No, I won't get into that joke. But no, it's nothing. D-Town's all right. People want to, you know, talk about it, but I like it.
Now, I'm going to veer away from sports for a second, because screw it, that's not our strong suit. You
yeah,
know,
it's not.
Two little doughboys sitting in here today. But you went there, like, what, every summer or some crap? Because you're not
Yeah,
actually.
it was like every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when I was a kid and stuff, and then sometimes summers, and then,
okay.
you know, sometimes when it was a funerals and stuff, I had to go.
Lots of those.
Drive
it's Detroit.
Bys, you know.
The rough hood. All right, so that'll explain that allegiance. And you know what? That's good enough for me, man. You've been to the damn city. You spent some time there.
Yeah, I mean, my whole family's from there, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Mom's and dad's side?
Yeah, yeah. Mom
really?
And dad, yeah. They're both born in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody was born in Detroit in my family except for my little brother, who's born here.
Laurel.
Yes, the outcast.
I love me some Laurel. Get him to call in and laugh on the air for us. It makes me happy.
He's probably not even listening anymore. He's
Screw
in college.
Him. Screw him.
Yes.
Slaying the ladies.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay.
Yes. Look at the time. All right. I'm carrying on like multiple IM talks, which is affecting the quality of the show.
Yes, it is.
And
John.
Meredith, yes, I am turned on by Leo sweet talking the mic. Who wouldn't be?
Oh, do the ladies love it?
Ladies love cool
talk
Leo.
Talk deeper, huh?
And your shirt with the gigantic hole in the sleeve. I didn't know we had mice in the house, man. You know what? I'm going to crap on the landlords. I'm going to take this time to on our landlords, who I'm not a big stereotype guy, because usually you waste more effort trying to shoehorn people into their stereotype than getting mileage out of it. But
why do you keep bringing me KFC for dinner?
Exactly. And watermelon everywhere. But shall we say that our landlord's ancestors probably built a pyramid or two? That's, there you go.
Go ahead.
That's a little biblical for y'all.
Preach.
Exactly. Maybe one of them split the Red Sea. I don't know. But they kept deferring. First of all, they've screwed us out of a working ice machine for 2 months now.
Yes. Oh, they're going to screw us out for the whole year. Is that a phone call?
We're getting a phone call. You know what, caller? I don't care. I'm not answering. How about that? How about that for ultimate control?
It's probably my mom.
Or mine.
Go ahead and tell
one
your story.
Of them calling me a filthy anti-Semite. I'm just saying, man. I'm just enjoying. Okay, I'm actually going to pass the phone to Leo, folks.
Well, you can go ahead and tell the story of the landlord.
Tell the story. Oh, God. It will be the landlord.
Thanks, Laurel.
Folks, we have Laurel. Not on the air because the equipment doesn't work here. But
yeah, let's write a complaint right now.
Leo, fill that in on air.
Yes.
Laurel, hi, my friend, and thank you for your laughter. Are we hanging up on Laurel?
Yes, we are.
Laurel, we didn't want to hear from you apparently then. Nuts to you, Laurel. Anyhow, we've rode these people 2 months now. I think on my last rent check I wrote fix the ice maker, and then I wiped my ass with it, so maybe that's why they didn't come through in a clutch. But I also noticed that the air was funky and the basement was cold as balls, man. Can we just say that right now? It's like 20 degrees cooler than anything else
in
the house.
It was.
Turns out we finally I bitched and bitched to get someone to look at the air conditioner just to make sure nothing was wrong, because my lungs have been inflamed like Brian Dennehy's hemorrhoids.
Nah.
Wow. Give me points for that. That was random. Yeah. It's not like I saw Tommy Boy or FX recently either, but screw it.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I did see FX. And he has a big old porno mustache in that movie, too.
I never watched that movie, so.
It's okay.
It is?
It's okay, yeah. Right. Ebert gave it 3.5, and if Ebert likes it, I love it. Anyhow, where were we? Dennehy, hemorrhoids, good things, happy thoughts. Okay. We kept bitching. I kept bitching, calling Miss, let's give her a fake last name.
Miss Rodriguez.
Miss Rodriguez, sure. We'll go with another ethnic group.
Yeah.
Miss Rodriguez, I kept complaining. Miss Rodriguez, our air sucks. Get someone out. And she kept blowing us off, this Miss Rodriguez. So finally, I called someone out, and we pulled out the filter. Because, first of all, I'm mechanically inclined. I didn't eat a lot of lead paint chips as a kid. I can figure out a damn air unit and where to pull out a filter. I couldn't on this one for some reason. Turns out someone had duct taped all over where the filter goes in and out. God knows how many years that tape's been there, because that was professional grade tape. They said they hadn't been out there since 03 or 04.
Ooh.
We're talking a filter that's been in there 4 years. We pulled this thing out. I almost vomited, man. I'm getting choked up. Allergic just now, thinking about it. It was caked in black mold. Not dirt, not dust. Black like the color of this console we're looking at. In fact, we are pulling that thing out of the trash can when we get back, and that is some Exhibit A.
Oh, man, black as Akon.
Black as Akon on the beach for a week, man.
Oh, now that's black.
That's black, son. Oh, my God. I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Flavor Flav. I know what I was thinking of, the Flavor Flav roast.
Uh-huh.
Where Nick LaPaola was going on about how black Flavor Flav was. I remember one of the descriptions was a skeleton covered in electrical tape.
Yeah, he does look like that.
He is, or a turd with teeth. That was another one. Yeah, Flavor Flav is dark. But yeah, this was beyond Flavor Flav dark, man. It was, I was playing with a CD cover that's lying around the console, and Leo just took some interest in it and picked it up. What the hell's the name of it?
Lord have mercy on my soul. Lefty Jones Band.
But it's got, like, kid drawings and crayon and crap.
Yes, I don't get it.
Yeah, it's this weird little juxtaposition of like horrible depression and happy kid's son drawing on the front.
It's like, you know, those kids drawings that are in the children's hospital.
Yeah, the burned kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Those poor little burned kids. Let's say a prayer
for them. I'm burning.
It still hurts. let's see how many we've managed to scare away finally.
Dude, we got in 11.
We are so not past 8. We're at least 6, maybe 5.
I say we're still up. Okay, I say more than 7 or 7 and above.
That's a lot of lazy friends I got that just logged in and haven't turned it off yet.
Yeah.
7.
7.
One of you traitorous whores stabbed us in the back.
Why couldn't you stab me in the front?
Exactly. May Satan grow a new mouth and chew you for eternity. Along with, who were the 3? Since we're going to get into Dante and all that crap. You had to read that for school, right?
Dante's Inferno?
Yeah.
No.
Damn it. Satan had 3 mouths, and it was Brutus and whatever. I don't give a crap. Oh, Mark Anthony and Judas. There you go. The Latin dork. That was my moment of triumph for 4 years of beatings. Anyhow, yeah, we finally pulled this moldy, disgusting thing out. My brother and I are both sick as hell right now, except I'm managing to put on my game face and host. What about it, Will? What?
Detroit, what?
Detroit, D-Town, son, what? And, yeah, I'm sweating bullets. I'm sitting here in a sweater, nothing else. No pants. I think I'm going to open the sweater. I don't know. Leo can take the heat.
All right.
We've reached that stage where we just parade around. Leo, by the way, is a coworker, so it's kind of funny the first time you're just walking around in boxers in front of each other. You just don't even care.
God. Man, you know, we are known as the shirtless house now.
Yeah, we kind of we set that rule early
that's
on.
That's what Shane said.
The shirtless house. Shane's right, man. We rock it shirtless. Want to say hello to, let's see, who are my friends online right now? We got Jen. Got Amy. We got Renee, Liz, Meredith, and another Jen. They all need to send me messages saying they're listening and logged on because we need to break the 10 peak.
Yes,
this show's dying in the water, so help me God, though, we're going to break that 10 peak.
Well, let's get on to that blenders list.
Let's do the blender list, actually. That's kind of cool. Meredith, why did you say wow? My blatant trolling for attention even while on the air. Google.com, pad for time while I do the Googling for the blender thing.
All right, well, you guys are going to listen to me sing.
Croon. Prune. Let's do a little sing. Do a little crooning.
Well, hey, remember, let's talk about Always Sunny. That was a funny episode.
Oh, Always Sunny. The Day Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it went, oh.
No, it was,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, bring your A game, man.
Sorry.
You know what?
The C game's here.
The C game, exactly. The Saturday afternoon game's here. It's all good. We've already toughed it through more than half a shift, dude. Do-do-do-do. Always Sunny, by the way, our favorite show on TV. Meredith, explain your wow. I'm going to also IM Meredith right now. Explain, all caps. Showing I'm angry. I want an answer. I'm hurt. Okay, 50
so
worst song list.
When do you have to change filters anyways?
Monthly, like, man.
Monthly? Oh, and it has been there for years?
Yeah, 4 years. I'm going to pull this thing out just to, you know, for the sake of innuendo, I'm going to pull this thing out. I'm going to pull this black thing out just to choke you. There you go.
Took 3 tries, but he got it.
Exactly. I stumbled my way through it. Meredith says, wow, for the Inferno reference. Well, I'm sorry. Don't make me quote various cantos. Oh, that's how it was divided. Son, dork talk, what? Okay. And Jen is listening, and she says, hey, Meredith, you're hot. Good, Meredith, you're getting preyed upon by the bi and frisky Jen. Enjoy your attention. I sure do.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, seriously, man. That's, I want front row seats to that show, but whatever. We got the list. Is this the one that starts with number 50, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On?
Yes, it does.
A horrible song.
I thought it would be, top 5, or to bottom 5, I guess.
You know what? I'm going to have to call out. This ties in to Meredith.
Is that her favorite song?
I got to say, Meredith, I'm calling you out on this. How many years? Type me the answer right now. How many years have you had the Titanic posters in your room? It's like
what?
You decorated your room in 97, and they were making it through the 2000s. Easily.
Wow. Is this like her dorm room or bedroom?
Oh, this is bedroom. Like Meredith had the Titanic posters up, and I haven't been in a couple of years, but they were there long past their prime, shall we say.
She probably still has them up. Her bed is shaped as a Titanic going down in the Atlantic Ocean.
That movie to me had two moments. One, seeing the fat cow's boobs, nice. And two was seeing the popsicle boy drown at the end.
Rose.
Yeah, that was about it. Dead DiCaprio. And Fatty's boobs, which were fat-tastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were. You'd smack them around.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Exactly. And this song was awful. I remember her bitching that there was a dance remix.
It is?
Oh, there was. Yeah, there's a huge club
version. Like techno dance. Mm-hmm. It's always exactly. A techno club hit remix to everything, you know?
Meredith, I'm still waiting. Oh, you know what? We're probably on delay.
Oh.
Meredith, I'm going to type to Meredith. Meredith, do you still have your nice 98 still there? Miss Mayor,
oh, wow.
You know how to play the game. She's bringing the A game. She's inspiring me. Okay, 49, Right Said Fred. I could not disagree more.
Fantastic. I love the song. I can't help it. I love the song. When it first came out, come on.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Were you not too sexy for your clothes?
Dude, I was just getting to be a snobby little metal kid right there. And I remember Faith No More. Do you remember that band at all?
Yes,
Faith
yes.
No More, Mike Patton, the singer. He was being interviewed by MTV News. And he said, I saw two bald gay guys singing I'm Too Sexy, and I knew instantly this has to be British. And he was right. And to me, that's it. Britain is filled with bald gay guys who are diesel. And sing. And I'm sorry, it does not belong on the list.
All right.
Beatles, Obla Di, Obla Da. Yeah, screw it, I don't care.
I like that song too. I mean, it's not.
Its thing.
Well, of course, it's not one of the. Do I need to speak lower? Or?
I'm digging with the dials because we look a touch hot. Oh, okay. Hold on. You say your thing, blah, blah, blah.
All right. Well, I like that Beatles.
Nah,
but
we're not in the orange, so okay. We're all good. Yeah. Leo's referencing the fact that I compulsively play with the dials throughout the show, which. Is horrible and amateur and does nothing but screw with the volume throughout it. And so yes. People are constantly dicking with their volume knobs to keep up.
I'm sorry for his interruption.
Yeah, pardon me, folks.
But I mean, yeah, it's just like, you know, just a fun song, you know, for the Beatles.
Yeah, you know what? Everything doesn't have to be so damn profound by
yes.
them.
Yes, it's their I'm in love with a stripper song, okay?
Exactly. It's their moment. Brian Adams, the only thing that looks good on me is you. I don't know that at all.
Yeah, it's a very stupid song.
Really?
I mean, just the title alone pretty much says it.
With one word changed, that could be a brilliant thing. The only thing that looks good, well, no, I was going to say in me is you, but that makes it really gay sounding.
Nightman.
Nightman enters me. We need to get those lyrics or the song for next week. Yes. That was fantastic. For the people who don't watch Always Sunny, you're hopelessly lost, and you deserve it. Great, great show. Let's see, 46, New Kids, Hanging Tough. Whatever, blow me. That was a fine song.
Yes.
Did its thing. And mind you, I'm a real music snob, but I'm not going to just pick on random songs. Ja Rule featuring Ashanti, Mesmerize. Okay,
now,
Ja Rule sucks.
Yes.
This is a song worth hating.
Yes. If you would have seen the video when they do the Grease remake, oh, God. Like, how can this, Ja Rule, supposedly this gangster rapper, mm-hmm. going, hey, Sandy, ho, ho, ho. No. He's, shorter than me, too.
He owes Tupac rent for living in his ass, to paraphrase Axel.
He owes Tupac and DMX.
Yeah, exactly. He sucks. I'm going to bang these out real fast. Because there's, you know what? I don't agree with many of these.
Just get the ones that you don't like.
Let's do top 10. How about
all right,
that?
Top 10.
Oh, executive decision, folks. Do-do-do.
I'm just a little
Let me just read the ad. Transformers, own it on DVD, October 16th. I felt compelled to read that. You know why? Because I'm not paying for it, but so help me God, one of my friends is. So
I'm
can
not
watch
getting it.
No, not you. I'm talking about the dork Wow House. Yeah, I know you guys are listening. Blow me. That's what we all think of you. You're the dorky Wow House. You sit around, you play World of Warcraft all day. Shane and Rich, to a lesser degree, you're both forgiven. I'm calling out Mark and Vivian.
You.
Mark and Vivian, you guys do nothing but play Wow, and I'm going to crap on you for it.
Just by the way, Leo loves you guys. This is just John talking.
This is just the spiteful Papa Giorgio. Okay, number 10. Okay, completely disagree here. Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Ebony and Ivory.
Without Ebony and Ivory, we'll still be in segregated schools right now, okay?
Thank you, exactly. I wouldn't be living with Leo.
No.
We'd have to bus him into work. How about that? Beautiful song. So many references. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air owes its entire run to Ebony and Ivory. Song is fantastic. How dare they? American Life, number 9, Madonna. Yeah, that blew, but I don't know if it deserves top 10 hatred.
Nah, not top 10 hatred. Definitely top 50, but yeah, American Life. Like,
was it the American Pie cover and she renamed it? She had stones to rename it.
Yeah.
Yeah, F her.
And it was on the Julia Roberts movie
soundtrack. Where she marries a gay dude or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like not my best friend's wedding, but like basically my best friend's baby or something.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for one of my straight male friends to pipe in with the answer via IM. Number 8, Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
I totally disagree.
I really don't remember anything bad about that.
I want to party all the time, party all the time.
Okay, we're going to sing everything else. We're going to sing the rest of the show. Leo, number 7. Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I used to have a sweater growing up when I was a little kid that said, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Really?
The song. Yep.
I had that same sweater and gave it to the Salvation Army. Funny how things work out.
Thanks, Mom. I thought you bought it.
We now know the Reynolds family secret.
No.
All right, Huey Lewis in the News, Heart of Rock and Roll, number 6. You know what? I don't know Huey's version. All I know is the Chipmunks version, and it effing rocked. Blow me, Blender. We're in the top 5 now.
All right.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, number 5.
No, that's actually a good song, okay? I don't know why. They said his movie, Cold as Ice. Oh, yeah.
Cold as Ice was horrible.
Yes.
That was advanced HIV as a movie. It was horrible. You know what? That was a movie version of the Burned Kids we mentioned earlier. All right. To quote Blender, quoting Chuck D, when hip-hop stopped being the black CNN. You know what? Hip-hop was black CNN for like 18 months between like It Takes a Nation of Millions and Welcome, Black Planet. That's it. Blow me. Again, my refrain. I'll be saying it all day just because it's stuck in my head. Worst moment. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Come on, sing it. I know you know it.
I don't know the full lyrics. All I know is the chorus, and everyone knows that.
That's just Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
It's two different words.
Hey, you say ice twice, okay?
It's true.
Uh-oh, someone's ringing in with the lyrics.
Oh, my God. I hate that phone call light. It's like right in your eyes, like I'm a friggin' rape suspect.
And look at number 3. Is that him?
We know you did it. All right, Leo, Secretary Reynolds. Sounds so official. I'm trying to make it sound condescending, like he's my pen-pushing secretary. But it sounds like a state thing.
My mom even says she likes Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Thank you, Mrs. Reynolds. Good song. Why are the white people of Blender so filled with hate? Because we know it's a bunch of spiteful 22-year-old, fresh out of college, writing the way I should have been.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm bitter, that I'm a pen pushing, I don't even know what. I'm so mad my mouth is contorting into a little butthole right now. But
they're bitter because they didn't make it to Rolling Stone.
You know what? Yeah, I would settle for that kind of failure working for Blender. But instead, I've settled for the ultimate failure.
working with Leo.
Working at the clearinghouse. All right, number 4, Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. I'm sorry, they've done worse songs.
Yes, they have.
There was Rearranged. Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, that little trilogy where they work in Method Man. And by the way, I think we're officially going to tar and feather Method Man. Everyone lets him slide on his little Limp Bizkit affiliation. Not me, man. I remember.
You know what? Like, I listened to it because that song's on my iPod.
What?
Yeah, sorry. But like, just listening.
My lungs were bad.
Listening to it, you can like hear Method Man, and his lyrics are so much better than Fred Durst.
Well, I think what really killed me is he vouched for Fred Durst.
Yeah.
It was a little MTV News interview. Again, I used to watch that back in the day.
Hey, Eminem did it too.
What did he do with them?
Eminem and Dr. Dre used to work with Limp Bizkit back in the day. Mm. They used to have him in videos, Break Stuff video.
Okay, yeah. And then the whole Pauly Shore thing.
Yeah.
But that's a show unto itself.
Yeah, then after the whole Christina Aguilera thing, like, Eminem broke off from Fred Durst.
That's right. That's right. You can't have that happening.
Yeah.
So anyhow, I just remember Fred Durst, like, I thought Method Man would just figure I was this little rapping white boy, but by the way, how do you like the Fred Durst impression? I sound like Alfalfa. Oh, shucks. My marble went up the muffler. And Meredith informs me she did it all for the nookie. Good for her. Good for you, Meredith.
That is nice.
Yeah. You know what? This won't even matter because the lag involved, since we have a delay going, apparently.
Yeah.
This will be so far down the pipe by the time she gets it. Anyhow, yeah, and Method Man didn't call out Fred Durst. You know how he said, yeah, he is a crappy white boy, but pling, and then hand out $100 bills? Mad respect. Instead, he's like, yeah, Fred's okay. Where's my McDonald's? Why'd you belch off air, man? Belch equals funny.
Oh, okay.
Observe. Yeah.
Yeah.
One-upsmanship. Now let's lay our penises on the table.
Who's your daddy?
Top three, Everybody Have Fun Tonight by Wang Chung. I remember the video from Beavis and Butthead. You know what? They gave us a great Beavis and Butthead moment. You're not going to hate on that. I'm sorry. Blender is not trying here.
Yeah, they're not. There is like basically the VH1 like top like bad 20 songs, basically.
Oh, they've redeemed themselves in the top two.
Oh, okay.
The top two are both butt. Number two, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
Hey, he did make Hannah Montana.
Yeah, how old is Hannah Montana again? Because I asked someone if she had, I asked you yesterday if she had knockers, and you replied she's 14. And then I'd read that 3 seconds earlier, so I simply smiled and said, I know. And then we both laughed and ate our fried chicken and watermelon. Anyhow, there were two songs that they made us dance to for elementary school. Like, we did line dancing as part of a production for our parents, because I guess, you know.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Every parent, I guess, wants to know that their kid can do something other than pick its ass and cost them money. And we had to dance to this, and I'm Proud to Be an American. And we did a little flag dance of that.
I think I had to do that, too.
Dude, looking back, that is some communist Chairman Mao crap. That is some horrible stuff. I think the best thing that came out of that is I had this good friend, still a cool guy, and his still around, last I checked, Shahir Hussan, and he was like, do you dare me to spit on my flag? And I was blown away, and he did it right in front of this one kid whose dad was military but left the family, so he was like torn between being pro-military but hating the military because his dad's gone. Hold on, we got a call coming. Secretary Reynolds.
Now they're just interrupting us.
Yeah, now they're just trying to mess with our smooth flow.
Hello.
We got, I'll shout out to both
what,
the Ganoza.
Dance All Days?
We got Matt Ganoza.
Oh, we have a listener who says, Wang Chung, they made that song Dance All Days.
Dance All Days?
Yeah, is that a terrible song?
I don't really remember it, man. I'm not going to act like I was alive in 81, cognizant in 81. I think I was still living in a badge for most of 81.
All right, he says it's not a terrible song, but moderately bad.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard it. I'm sorry.
See, I'd respect if they had the balls to be like the moderately bad song list.
Okay, I will. All right, thank you. Bye.
Wow, so that was a real listener?
Yeah, that was a real listener. We actually have real listeners now.
Oh, God, why are you ruining our party, real listeners? This is for our four friends. Speaking of, listener 7, I'm going to hit refresh. We're at 8.
8.
Thank you,
we're
real
back
listener.
Up, real listener.
Real listener, you rule. You plugged in the hole of my traitorous number 8, the former number 8.
Real listener,
was.
Get your real friends to really listen to us.
Yeah, real listener.
Real talk.
You really rule, real listener.
Yes.
But yeah, so during this flag dance in front of all the parents, he hawks one on his flag and just starts mushing it together.
Oh.
And makes this little spit accordion out of his flag. It's like the ballsiest thing I'd seen up to that point. I was like jaw on floor. Because like, you're a dumb little kid, man. I was buying like Desert Storm trading cards just because I bought God, how many bad trading cards I bought. Do you remember that craze at all? Were you little old, young for that?
No, the only trading cards I have is basketball trading cards, which I still have. So I have a Shaq rookie card.
I have a Ken Griffey rookie. That's mine. Oh, yeah.
Millions.
Millions. I'm retiring, son. Take this clearinghouse. I'm buying you.
I'm going to buy you, then destroy you, then build you up again.
Yeah. Leonard President, what? But, yeah, I remember I had Yo MTV Raps trading cards.
What?
I had MTV trading cards. I had another kind of rock music trading card. It was butt awful, man. They were whores. I mean, they still are to this day. They just rip you off on the net now, I guess.
Yeah. Back in my day, we bought Pogs.
I remember Pogs. I was a little late for that party. Yeah. But, like so many things, I got into that, which the younger kids appreciated, trying to be like, no, I don't have gray hairs. I'm 18 and mingling, man. But, yeah, that's. Let's just give a shout-out to Shahir for hawking on the flag and opening my eyes, man. That was some life-changing stuff right there. And the number one, the winner, is Starships. We built this city.
Rock and roll.
We built this city.
Terrible.
We need to get the lyrics out. We're singing some song today. So help me God, that's comedy right there.
You know what I was singing yesterday at work when I got paid? I was singing "This Is How We Do It" by Montel Jordan.
This is how we do it.
Yes. It's Friday night. Just got paid. Oh,
shut your mouth. No, I'm talking about Montel. Oh God, what did I do to the browser? It expanded on me. I can't see half of the screen now. There we go. Anyhow, yeah, I'm going to crap on Starship just because they're former hippies, and Grace Slick was always billed as hot and exotic, but she looked like a friggin' candle with teats to me. Disgusting.
I don't even know the members of the band.
Grace. Hold on. I don't want to mix up Grace Slick and Grace Jones. One is black with a buzz cut, and the other is a dirty ex-hippie.
The only Grace I know is Jones.
Grace Jones. Did you ever
that
get
fought
that?
Conan.
Did you ever... Oh, that's right. Yeah, she was friend of Conan, but only in his Destroyer days, not when he was the Barbarian. And he was with Wilt the Stilt. God, that's one of the crappiest movies ever.
Hey.
I've seen porns with better production.
I've been in porns and better production.
I know. I was the director. God, that's the sigh of a man who's come 50 minutes through his show and just wants to... tap on the mic for 10 minutes to fill it. But screw it. We're going to get some song lyrics.
I'm pumped, man.
I'm a little pumped, too. Just a little. I'll tell the story about how I pressed on the back of my molar. Did I tell you this?
No.
I was feeling my mouth was a little swollen, and I kind of pressed behind the molar where the swelling was. Blood gushing everywhere over Mark's place. Just coughing it up. It's fantastic, man. It was like having friggin' it wasn't cholera. Coughing, you know what? We'll go with the consumption. It was like I had the consumption.
Okay.
So of course I had to get a vanilla cone to shovel into my fat mouth, and then
I was wondering why you had a vanilla ice cream cone right before this.
Sometimes when your mouth's banged up, you need the cone. I actually have a great cone story. Well, it's nothing that great. I have two good cone stories. When did I become an old man just telling stories? That's what radio does to you. Become an old grandfather. And you just hope the stories matter.
This show was kicking for the first 15 minutes, and now look.
Downhill, sled ride to Crapville. But, I kind of, they're my vice, the McDonald's plain vanilla cone. I think they're only like 100 cal's a pop, which they can't be, by the way. But McDonald's website says that. It's kind of like sausage. I don't ask. It doesn't tell. I eat it. I'm happy. And
that's what she said.
Point Leo.
Yes.
Anyhow. I'm shoveling this cone in, and it's just smeared on my lips, dude. Like, I look like an uncoordinated drag queen just putting it on. And this car full of, like, 18, 19-year-old guys swings by, slowly doing a turn, and sees me. And they scream, "Enjoying the cone!" I'm like, "You sons of bitches." And, of course, I get depressed, so I wolf the rest down really fast. But I laughed so hard. I gave them the thumbs up as they passed. I'm sure they're thinking they're getting the bird, but I was blown away. I was like, "You ass."
Point, boys.
Exactly. Point, young men, as it always is in John's world.
And it's raining, man.
Oh.
What?
We found our song.
What
we
is it?
We found our, excuse me. Googling, it's raining men.
Yes.
Three words. YouTube, watch video. Oh. Please, can I get the volume going somehow? God, I want to hear this. Because in no way is this video gay. It's just a celebration of heterosexuality. Anyhow.
Yes.
The other cone story really fast is my freshman year at college at Tech, they had a free soft serve machine. I guess you probably had one too at Longwood, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah, of course,
let's pretend Longwood had more than two kids in it, and you had a soft serve machine.
Just
anyhow,
me and Billy.
The fun ritual is I would get a cone with my roommate Tony every time after dinner, and we would take three licks, go up to the top floor of our dorm, and just heave it down blindly. We would lob it out the window, and you would typically miss. But one day we heard a shriek. Tony's hit true, and it made it. It was this girl who just started screaming.
Wow.
It must have been dead on, like right between her jugs or something. I can only imagine, you know, right between her ass crack. I don't know. But that's my college story. I really did nothing. I peed on a bike once. That was the other college story I had. That's it, man.
Let's see.
College was slow. I should have joined a frat like my hero, Leo.
Nah, I mean, like, the only reason I joined the frat because, like.
Everyone did.
Yeah, at Longwood, you know. Like, at Tech, you know, it was barely anybody that joined
frats. Yeah, you made fun of the frat guys at Tech.
Yeah.
They were the little weirdos. And then I went to UVA, where they were the gods.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Greek gods.
Exactly. How ironic. I'm Greek, and yet not one of them. People, do yourself a treat. Go on YouTube and Google It's Raining Men. You forget. It was sung by the Weather Ladies, as I recall, right?
Yes.
You forget how fat all the weather girls were. That's it, weather girls. God, they were beefy. You would want to crash with those. Like, if you were trapped in the Andes, you could stay alive 3 years with the weather girls. Well, are we doing the wrap-up thing?
All right, yeah, let's do the wrap-up.
Let's do the wrap-up thing. Because I love doing the outro with that little Tupac changes.
All right.
Thing. So hold on, let me play with the CD machine just a touch.
Do, 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 boom, boom, bing.
Thank you for the sound effect.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all the listeners. By the way, we are going to next week. We're making a run for that 10.
Yes, next week I'll actually advertise.
I got that.
I didn't want to be embarrassed by my two friends, so
exactly.
So now I will actually advertise and say, "Hey guys, listen to our radio show."
The final tally. We're gonna hit reload. 8.
8.
Steady at 8. It's a good number.
Yes, I think this is a good show.
We did well. I'll give a shout out. Will feel better. Meredith, you feel better. She's sick as hell too. They both bailed on Black Cat last night. I guess that's next weekend then.
All right.
Black Cat will be the story. So don't die before then. Afterward, feel free.
Folks, like that snap.
Yeah, it was a little snappy, shall we say? Hey, don't worry about making noise off air, man. We run a loose ship. I'm giving a shout out to Richard. Richard, your show name again? It's
Night Train Memories
coming on next. And for the record, we actually listened to it for the most part because we always got the channel on afterward, and we leave it on. Some good music right there. So, Leo?
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for the real listener that phoned in about the Wang Chung.
Yeah, a random listener, man. Thank you. You beefed it back up to 8.
Yeah, because we're only trying to do this for our friends, but now we have real listeners, so that's great.
There's all kinds of civic responsibility involved.
Yeah.
And Leo, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me on.
And I hope my bribe of chicken wraps from McDonald's was sufficient to buy your loyalty. We'll do it again next week. All right, folks. Take it easy.